Welcome to On the Job, coming to you from the Verizon Room in Townsend Hall on the University of Missouri Columbia campus. Brought to you by the School of Information Science and Learning Technologies, On the Job interviews students and alums from the Library Science program who are currently working in the library and information field. This is Karen Robinson, your host for this segment. We are pleased to have with us Lysandra Carmichael, Head of Access Services at the Thomas Jefferson Library at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Hello, Lysandra. We're glad that you could be with us on the program today.
Hi, Karen. Thank you very much for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about your position at the Thomas Jefferson Library?
Sure. As the Head of Access Services, we're primarily responsible for meeting the educational and research needs of the faculty, the staff and the students here at the university, and any other patron that may come by. In our Access Services Department, we have the circulation, document delivery, interlibrary loan, and shelving units.
Well, with all of that kind of responsibility, what is it that you like best about your job, and why do you like that aspect the most?
I would say that what I like most about my job is that my ability to directly impact the services that patrons can receive here at the libraries. I can give you an example of that if you'd like.
Yes.
For example, we just bought a brand new book drop that we set at the curve so patrons can drive by and drop up books versus having to find a parking lot here on campus. So little things like that are things that we can think of and make them happen, and they have a direct impact on the services that we provide to those patrons.
That is a nice service because I know that there is a parking garage there, so it's nice that they can just drop off their books. That's a great service.
Thank you.
Many of our students and alums have had what we call, quote, previous lives, unquote, and I'd like to explore how your previous experience or your education impacted your current career. For instance, what other professions did you have prior to your library career? And, well, I don't want to ask you too many questions, but what benefits do you think that it brought you to your career as a librarian?
Sure. I was in the Air Force, in the United States Air Force, for 10 years, and I achieved the rank of captain. So what I bring to this career field from my experience in the armed forces is more than anything else, perhaps my managerial ability. I learned a lot about organizing information, materials, personnel. I learned a lot about leadership skills, and those are two areas that I've been able to incorporate into librarianship very easily, because as you know, librarianship is a lot about organizing resources and materials that one has to provide them to people that may be in need of those. So I learned an awful lot in the military that I have been able to apply here in the libraries.
Oh, that is great. I didn't realize that you had been in the Air Force. That's wonderful. And I imagine you also had to organize people. And
yes.
I'm sure you have a lot of supervision that you have to do in your current job as a librarian.
Yes, as the head of the Access Services Department here at our university, we have 12 staff members and anywhere between 35 to 45 students at any given time. And again, as a member of the Armed Forces, and as a captain, I was responsible for units, sometimes heading up to 350 people.
Oh,
so, yeah,
goodness.
I do have quite a bit of experience in dealing with people and all of the issues that presents.
Oh, that is great. That is wonderful. Well, what prompted you to pursue a career in librarianship?
Well, I'll tell you, I paid for my way through my undergraduate degree by working at an academic library. And when I commissioned and went into the Air Force after 10 years of duty in the Air Force and doing a couple of part-time jobs, I had to do a little soul-searching, and I thought, what can I do now as a second career, as you mentioned earlier? And I remembered the times that I had worked in the libraries and how satisfying that was to me. So that experience as an undergraduate student working in libraries is what really made me come back and want to pursue a career in librarianship.
Okay, well, now that sort of ties in with possibly how you found your job, because a lot of our library and information science students, of course, are interested in finding jobs as soon as they graduate.
Right.
So could you tell us just a little bit about how you found your job at the University of Missouri St. Louis?
Sure. It just so happened that, as I said, I had been had a couple of part-time jobs that I wasn't really very happy with. Decided to look for jobs in the libraries, and the first place I turned to was a newspaper. And I looked in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and there was an ad for an opening here. It was an entry-level library assistant, one position, and I went ahead and I applied for it, and I was very fortunate to have been accepted.
So do you feel that having some library experience during the time that you were taking the coursework here at the University of Missouri Columbia, do you feel that that was beneficial to you?
Absolutely. Enormously. When you're in school, a lot of times what you learn is the theory. And while I was working here at the libraries, I was able to take the theory of what was taught in the classroom and immediately apply it to the real world. And in many cases, in areas that I do not work, such as reference in the past or cataloging, I could go to them and ask them questions about things that I had learned. A perfect example is you learn in library sciences about the reference interview. And I
yes.
thought, my goodness, there's so many things. Certainly this can't be true. This cannot be the way it is. So I started observing a lot of our reference librarians and noted, yes, there is something to be said for learning, you know, the proper way to conduct a reference interview. And I saw how effective it was when it was done according to the theories that we had been taught in class.
Well, then let me ask this. Why did you decide to get your MLS at University of Missouri Columbia School of Information Science and Learning Technologies?
Well, as you know, I worked here at the time at UM St. Louis. So there are not that many library schools left in the United States, unfortunately. But we in Missouri are very lucky that we do have UMC that offers the program. And I was very familiar with them, and they have a very good reputation. And I thought, well, knowing of their reputation and the fact that they are here and that they offer so many online courses, so one does not necessarily have to travel to Columbia, all of these were pluses, and that's what made me choose UMC.
Well, during your coursework at CISLT, was there anything that you learned specifically that has been directly beneficial to your job right now as a librarian?
I would say that in my academic class that I took there, academic libraries class, I learned a lot about the role that academic libraries play in the campus and in the academic life. And I have been able to apply that.
Oh, that is, okay, that's very good. Well, now, did you do a practicum as well during your time?
No, because I worked here at UMSL. I had enough experience. I had worked here for about 3 or 4 years before I began the program. So I had enough experience that I did not have to do a practicum. Instead, I took another class.
Okay. Well, now, how many years have you been a librarian then?
I have been a professional librarian, for 4 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Has your view of libraries or librarianship changed since you started this job?
I think what has changed is the actual job itself. We are more and more expected to be more of a jack of all trades every day. There are so many more electronic resources and so many changes coming our way that we as librarians are expected to keep up with all the technological advances and everything else that's going on in the world and retrieve that sort of information and interpret it to the people that are seeking it. So I think that role has continued to change and has continued to grow, and that we as librarians need to keep up with that.
Absolutely. One of the things that I found for myself, I've been in the field for more years than I'm going to admit, but you talked about having to wear different hats, so to speak, and you had so many more responsibilities than what you might have expected. Way back when, the same thing happened to us who started out some years ago. It seems that every librarian, wherever I go, whether it's in a special academic, school library, any kind of library, we always end up wearing dozens of hats.
Right.
And I used to joke and say that we are the librarian in her, his or her 500 hats. Well, let me ask this. Describe any, did you have any expectations at your current job? And do you have any, or you've already talked to you about your past expectations, but do you have any expectations coming up that you're sort of looking towards or maybe looking forward to? Any aspirations?
Well, I would say to you that, particularly in access services, and just going back a little bit to the thing about wearing the 500 hats, is that you learn not to sort of have too many expectations because things are just thrown at you from all sides. You never know when, as the head of access services, you are under the impression that you're going to be dealing with circulation, perhaps Merlin-Mobius issues, consortiums, you know, document delivery, that kind of issues. And all of a sudden, something out of the blue comes up, like building security. And so you need to drop whatever you're doing and deal with that. So I would say that perhaps keeping an open mind about the kinds of things that you're going to be doing at your job and the expectations for the future is the best route to follow, because things do change almost on a daily basis. So being flexible, I think, is very important.
I think that's an excellent word to give library and information science students and recent graduates, to always be flexible and open to any new changes. Because I know that the other night we were speaking with one of our fellow students, and he made the statement that he's worried that as soon as he gets a job, there's going to be all this new technology. I said, well, don't worry about that, because most institutions will help you. They will provide you with training.
Oh, absolutely.
And they help you learn the new technology or new policies, procedures, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. I would highly encourage all students that are listening today to, once they get their jobs, to look at what opportunity for advancement their job offers them and to jump aboard immediately. It will provide them eventually that job security that they may be looking for and opportunity for advancements within the career field.
That's a good word. That's a good piece of advice for them. Let me ask you this, because this is more contemporary to what's going on right now in our country.
Sure.
We've just had this horrible disaster down in the southern part of the United States.
Sure.
With the hurricane. Have you all at your university, University of Missouri St. Louis, the Thomas Jefferson Libraries, set up a disaster preparedness plan of any sort? Are you all prepared for any sort of disaster there?
Actually, we are. We have an emergency procedures manual that we have for different types of disasters. As you know, we're located very close to the Lambert Airport here in St. Louis, so
yes.
We even have an aircraft crash procedures to follow. We have bomb threats, civil disobedient, earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, ice storms. Yes, as a matter of fact, we do. We are prepared for that, because one really just never knows what is going to occur. And as the head of access services, one of the areas of this huge umbrella that we have to take care of and monitor is certainly emergency procedures. So that falls under my particular realm of area of responsibilities. And we do have a procedures that we follow. We do have emergency monitors on all levels of our libraries, and we do train them on an annual basis.
For any emergencies that may come up.
Yes, that is correct.
Have you at this point prepared anything if a disaster hit, say an earthquake, because St. Louis is along the fault?
Right.
Has there been any sort of plan made for if an earthquake and shook the building and the library and the books and and everything? Has there been any sort of plan made for that?
Well, we do have procedures for immediately evacuating the building. That would be the number one thing we would always be more concerned about, obviously, about the staff in the building. And then the second thing would be the collections. But, yes, we do have a vault in this building where we can move. If we had advanced notice for something, we could move some items to the vault to protect them. In the case of an earthquake where you may not have advanced notice, we would certainly evacuate the building. And as far as what's left, the collections themselves, we would secure the building. But We really don't have anything in case of what would we do with the collections themselves, say, after the earthquake. So now that Katrina has occurred, I think everybody across the nation is looking at their procedures and saying, what else can we do? And we're no different than anybody else in that regard.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you all are very much on top of it. Let me switch gears a little bit here, and let me ask you, in your opinion, what do libraries need right now, or where do you think the field of librarianship is going? Maybe those are two different questions. First, what do libraries need right now? What's, in your opinion, we just have a couple of minutes left.
Okay. I would say that right now, particularly academic libraries, which are an essential part of the academic life, and what they perhaps need most right now is to have librarians recognized as, and given the same status that other academic positions have in an academic, in the academic arena.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where do you think the field of librarianship is going?
I think it's continuously changing. As we mentioned earlier, there are more and more requirements and more expectations set upon librarians and their knowledge. And I think that we as librarians need to be aware that the public is looking at us as the leaders of information retrieval, information gathering, and that we need to see to it that we stay at the forefront and are the leaders in those areas for the rest of the communities in the communities that we serve.
I agree. Very good word. Thank you. Well, you've already given a bit of advice to our students, our library science students, and also some of the recent graduates, saying that they should be open and flexible. Is there anything else, any other little bit of advice that you would like to offer them?
Yes, I would say when they're out there and they start looking for a job, don't be afraid to take an entry-level position. Don't be afraid to accept a paraprofessional position, because all of those, in the end, lead to other professional positions. I myself began as a library assistant, and I'm now the head of access services. The dean of our libraries began as a library assistant, and now she's the dean of libraries. So, don't be afraid to
take,
you know. Yeah, it certainly is. But once you're working in any capacity in a library, you're gaining experience. You're working in the field that you have chosen. You're enjoying it, and you're getting to meet people, you get to network, and you can make a name for yourself. There's always opportunity for you to be involved in many, many organizations. Take advantage of those organizations, additional job training. Don't be afraid. Just launch yourself in there and go for it, because other positions will eventually open up, and you will be better prepared to compete for those positions.
Excellent advice. Excellent advice. Thank you so much, Lysandra. We're out of time, but it's been great talking to you and learning more about your work at the Thomas Jefferson Library at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And thank you so much for joining us tonight, today.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us on this segment of On the Job. This program will be archived on the LIS Radio website at lisradio.missouri.edu. The music you are listening to was written and performed by Derek Audette and is available through the Creative Commons website. Special thanks to the LIS Radio technical crew in the Verizon Room of Townsend Hall. Be sure to join us again next time with On the Job, produced by the School of Information Science and Learning Technologies at the University of Missouri-Columbia. Have a great week and go explore a library near you.